Welcome to Next Day Prep, what we are watching tomorrow.
Let's get right into it. The big story today was the Fed, and we got exactly what the market expected, a 25 basis point cut. But the reaction was anything but straightforward.
Right. It felt like a classic buy the rumor, sell the news event. We saw the Dow Jones hit a new all-time high right after the announcement. But then everything just fizzled out.
It really did. The initial spike was pure algorithm. But once humans started reading the details, the picture got messy. The Fed is completely split on what happens next. 9 officials see one more cut this year, 10 see two. That's a coin flip.
And what about 2026? I saw that projection shifted quite a bit.
That's the real story. The market was pricing in 3 cuts for 2026, but the Fed's new median projection shows only one. So the message is, yes, we're easing now, but don't expect the floodgates to open. They're signaling a very measured path.
So how did that translate into the sectors? It looked like a major rotation under the surface.
A textbook rotation. Money flowed out of the leaders and into more defensive or cyclical value areas. The financial sector was the big winner, up 1%. Consumer staples also caught a bid, up nearly a full percent.
Meanwhile, technology was down almost 0.75%. And Nvidia, that was a rough session.
Nvidia got hit with a double whammy. You had the broad megacap weakness, plus that Financial Times report that China is telling its domestic companies to stop buying NVIDIA's products. The stock ended down over 2.5%. This is why the S&P 500 Equal Weighted Index actually outperformed the market cap weighted index today.
Got it. So the generals pulled back while the soldiers held the line. Looking at the charts, what are the key levels you're watching now on the major indexes?
Okay, let's talk technicals. Both the SEFPY and the QQQ are in a tight consolidation range. For SPY, the key line in the sand is resistance at 660.68. The bulls need to see a decisive break above that level on volume. To the downside, support is holding around 657.50.
And for the QQQ?
Similar story. It's coiled tight. The big hurdle is 591.75. If it can clear that, you could see momentum buyers jump in. The good news for the bulls is that volatility, looking at the VXX, remains incredibly subdued. That typically supports the market.
Let's shift to single stocks. The biggest mover on my screen was Lyft, up over 13%. What was the catalyst there?
That was a huge move. Lyft announced a partnership with Alphabet's Waymo to launch fully autonomous ride-hailing in Nashville. This is a massive strategic step for them to close the gap with Uber, which already has Waymo robo-taxis in other cities.
So this is Lyft finally getting serious about the AV race?
Exactly. They're playing catch-up, but they're doing it aggressively. They're using their FlexDrive unit to manage the fleet, which adds a nice vertical integration piece. The market is rewarding the bold move, especially with Uber trading down today on fears of losing share in Nashville.
All right, let's get tactical. For traders looking for ideas for tomorrow, where is the momentum? What continuation plays are on your radar?
I'm watching a couple of names in the tech space that are showing real relative strength. First is APLD. It's showing consistent bullish price action with significant volume spikes. I'm watching for a breakout over resistance at $20.15. A clean break there could target $21.
Okay, APLD. What else?
The other one is RGTI. It has strong volume coming in and has been making consistent gains. The key resistance here is $22.55. A move through that level could bring $23 into play pretty quickly. For both of these, you want to see that volume confirm the breakout.
Now, what about an anticipation setup? Something that's not breaking out yet, but might be setting up for a move.
This is an interesting one. It's actually Nvidia. I know, it was weak today, but that's what makes it an anticipation play, not a continuation one.
But wait, it was down hard on that China news. Isn't that trying to catch a falling knife?
That's the key distinction. You are not buying it yet, you are watching it. You look for the selling to dry up, for it to find a key support level, and for a potential reversal signal. You anticipate a bounce, you don't predict it. So for Nvidia, the plan is to watch for signs of stabilization, not to blindly buy the weakness.
That makes sense. Any other quick hits from the news flow today? Upgrades or downgrades that caught your eye?
A few, definitely. Netflix got a big upgrade to buy at Loop Capital, with a massive one, $350 price target. On the other side, FedEx was downgraded to inline right before its earnings report tomorrow, after the bell. And keep Workday on your screen. It got an upgrade, and Elliott Investment Management issued a statement on the company. an activist getting involved often means more volatility and potential catalysts ahead.
Great stuff. So wrapping it all up, what's the game plan for traders heading into tomorrow's session?
The takeaway is this. The market is cautiously optimistic, but it's a tactical environment. The Fed didn't break the uptrend, but it did spark a rotation. Watch those key index levels, SPY 660.68 and QQQ 591.75 for a directional cue. Focus your energy on names showing relative strength like APLD and RGTI for continuation plays, but keep beaten down leaders like NVDA on a watch list for a potential reversal. The key is to stay nimble.
Excellent analysis. That's our prep for tomorrow. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.